That
was,
my Lord.
That was equivalent. They reckon there was about 10 to 12,000 people. That's
that
a game.
That is amazing. Right. That is, what about those brass are like bang on it, aren't they?
Terrific. We're out there again, actually. I'm going out there next year with the band. We've been asked to go out to Germany again, which is great, which is such an honour, because it's one of my dad's. He loved going to Germany. It's something about Germany with jazz. They just go absolutely mental. And, of course, like my dear friend Acker died last year. It's a strange thing because I was on the Claire Till show and Petula Clark walked out and all this bit after her interview and everything. And she's so beautiful still. And I was about to do my interview and I had a phone call from Jenny Bilk. And turning around and said, "Our father just passed away." And they asked me if I could go on the news live within an hour to say something nice, which was lovely because Jenny Bilk and the family are fantastic people. And they said, "Yeah, go ahead." And when we went to the funeral, they paid me a nice little saying nice things about what I said about Acker live on telly. Yeah. He was such a lovely fellow. I mean. He was one of those fellas, when my father died, he didn't make a big thing about it, but he got me into the dressing room, I'll never forget, in Edinburgh. We'd done the 3Bs. We're still carrying on the 3Bs. And he got me into the dressing room in Edinburgh, and he gave me time, and he told his driver, bless his heart, his chauffeur, to stand, go out the dressing room. And he's one of those people that put his unless you know Acker, he put his hand on my arm, and he said, "Sit down." And he spoke to me and everything. He said, "You've got the band sounding like it was in the 60s. You're working really hard," which is an absolute compliment from someone as big as him. And then he gave me some lovely words and he spoke to me. And then he turned around and gave me his personal... Now, this is strange. Gave me his personal phone number. And, of course, like occasionally I was phoning him up, you know, in bits and pieces, asking him, "What shall I do about this?" Because, I mean, not everybody got on. I mean, the 3Bs. I mean, there's Chris Barber. But my dad and Acker were absolutely so close. They really were funny. Great pals.
Yeah.
And, but it's just strange because Chris Barber carried on doing the Germany thing, but didn't want really basically the ball band to carry on, so it could have carried on. But it's an absolute compliment when we got asked, "Can we go headline a festival?"
It's fabulous. And the vocals. No, when I was listening to that, I thought it was a recording.
Yeah.
Because it sounds that sharp.
Well,
and the vocals are great. Do you play drums as well? Are you a drummer? Or
I was a drummer for many years.
You were a drummer,
And I enjoyed it. I played with a local blues band with a guy called Kevin Webb, who I think is probably one of the greatest guitarists, blues guitarist, rock guitarist, blues guitarist, a guy called Kevin Webb. And I think he's still going, bless his heart. And he was one of the, and I played with his band called Doghouse. And I played drums for quite a while with him. And it was absolute brilliant
band. What do you do to keep your vocal? Now, some people I did see this interview with Barbara Streisand once. You got all these young singers say, "Oh, I have honey before a thing," or "I take it easy, I don't talk for 24 hours. And Barbara Streisand, I remember she was being interviewed, I think, by Parkinson or somebody like that, or Jonathan Ross, and she said, "I don't do anything. Should I get up and sing? If the voice is there, it's there. And if it's not, it's not.
It's funny, yeah.
I'll do gigs." So what do you do to prepare?
It's true. I take the black hacks. The strong, really, really strong ones.
I thought you said black hat. I was about to say, what did you do with the black hat? I want to know.
No, do you know the black... Do you know the little...
Yes, the black one. I've got some in my bag,
The really strong ones.
Yeah.
And what I do, I really basically take about three or four of them before I go on stage.
Yeah.
And I've actually sung with one in my mouth once.
Don't you find them all over the paper or on the floor when you sort of leave the stage?
It's it's strange. But I never... People turn around and say, "Do you have a drink or whatever?" I don't. No. No, I honestly don't.
You can't if you're a singer because you slur. It depends how it affects you because sometimes you can have one drink.
I slur anyway.
You're not slurring now.
No.
But that performance, that's a great track. Who originally did Jump Jive?
I don't know who done the original, but a guy's called the Jive Aces, who are good friends of mine, and absolutely superb. And they actually used to do it live on stage, and I used to love this number.
Yeah.
But Ian, the singer, never used to let me do it.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm hoping he's listening, because you never let me do this song, Ian. But no, Ian and the band, the boys, used to do the giant jump jive, and but they used to do the song, but they, if you say jump jive, they used to jump up in the air. Well, I'd done it on stage, and I'd sung the backing vocals with Ian singing, and everybody was jumping around me. I thought, I'm not going to jump up. I feel stupid. You know what I mean?
So you were the only one on stage not jumping.
Yeah.
I've hurt my leg, because I used to have had a sign up, so I've hurt my leg. Now, the next song we're going to play is On That Star. Tell us about that. Also, just before we go, Jump Jive, just that arrangement, do you actually put all the arrangements together? Who does all the arrangements in the band, or do you do them?
Hugh Ledigo, funny enough, my dad's pianist for me, is anything I need doing, anything arranging or anything, he sorts the arrangements out.
Yeah.
And he's so clever. He's got a grand piano indoors, and he just sits there, and he's him and his lovely wife, she's a fantastic pianist as well, and I think they must do a joint effort, you know, to sort things out. But no, he does the arrangements, and when I go and do certain gigs or solo gigs or anything, I can take the arrangements, which is brilliant.
Now, this next song, On That Star, tell us about the track.
Do you know what, it's gone out of my head, the lady that sang it, and I can just see her now. It's one of those tracks that I thought, it comes away from when I really go like the big band, the jazz or whatever, but I try to put a jazzy feel to this song, my own version, like my own to this feel song. And I was once, I just played it to my daughter once, and I said, oh yeah, I've just come out of the studio, what do you think of this? She played it to her friends, because no one could believe that it was like me, their dad, doing this song. But it's one of those songs, it's, I don't know, it's always appealed to me.